If we learn by example, you'll want to meet today's two guests on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program, where I'm joined, as usual, by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. And Janet, today we're going to talk to two people who are laborers in two different parts of the pro-life vineyard, one helping with post-abortion counseling, another promoting the pro-life message through a creative project of pro-life specialty license plates. So let's talk first to our first guest. Would you introduce her for us?
Well, as you know, Father, I co-founded the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, which is the voice of the women speaking out about their regret about abortion. And our first guest, Millie Lace, has been at our events, at our gatherings, and given her testimony. So right now, I'd like to welcome to our program, Millie Lace. Welcome, Millie.
Thank you, Janet.
Well, Millie, could you just tell our listeners just quickly a little bit about your experience, your abortion experience?
Sure. In 1979, I was taking an experimental drug for a tumor on my bladder, and I became pregnant. And I was married. I had a three-year-old son, and my doctor advised a DNC quickly before the baby's heart started beating. Ironically, the doctor sent me to a Planned Parenthood facility a couple hours away. My husband and I drove there, honestly thinking that we were getting a cleaning out and had to get rid of this dangerous tissue because the doctor had said that I could die, meaning my life could be in danger or my baby could be a monster and I would never forgive myself. And what happened that day, Janet, is I remember driving up to the clinic and ducking down because I saw people's signs saying, save your baby. Mm-hmm. And I actually ducked down in the seat and I said, honey, they don't know why we're here, do they? Because honestly, I didn't think I was getting rid of a baby, until immediately afterwards, someone looked at me and said, was yours a boy or a girl? And I lost it that day. I lost it for 12 years. Almost bled to death afterwards. Didn't call the doctor. Was too embarrassed, ashamed. I remember calling my mom, and she said, oh, honey, if we'd have just trusted the Lord, I guess he would have taken care of this. And maybe we just shouldn't talk about it. So we continued in church, and for 12 years, no one knew, and I cried myself to sleep every night, and we would just justify it. But what was exciting to me is when someone gave their testimony and spoke out about their pain and shame and how God had forgiven them was the day that I realized that my abortion experience was no different than any others. It was that a baby's life had been taken and that I had to grieve that loss. And so my life changed that day when I heard that testimony. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity now to speak out because I know every time we speak out, we pierce the darkness and the truth will set us free. And so that's just a little bit of my testimony. I could go on, but I know there's other things that we want to talk about.
Absolutely. So you went to a healing program?
Oh, I did, yes. I went through a Bible study, Forgiven and Set Free. And also my husband and I have been to a Rachel's Vineyard and just an exciting healing weekend retreat of where we find God's forgiveness for every sin, even the sin of abortion.
Right, as a couple, of course. And I know that has led you both, as a couple, to have a ministry of healing. You want to tell us quickly about that?
Absolutely. We founded Concepts of Truth, which is a professional counseling and care pregnancy center, in 2001, and actually opened the center that year. And through us opening the pregnancy center, we became involved with some national organizations, and we had a 1-800 number, and they asked us could they use it, and absolutely, we started getting calls, and that was probably in 2003, and over the last couple of years, the National Helpline for Abortion Recovery has grown, and we have volunteers and part-time staff in other states now, and take calls 24/7. And what we do on the National Helpline is everyone that answers our phones have also had an abortion in their past, so we can understand the pain when the caller calls. And what we want to do is listen, assess their needs. We want to refer them for local helps, Bible studies, retreats, which are Christ-centered, but we also want to follow up with them to make sure that they got the help they needed. We mail out packets of resources for them. And I think maybe y'all have, I don't know if I have the picture of it there or not, but a CD that we just produced, and it's specifically for abortion recovery. We put that in every packet that we send out. And it's been interesting because we've had callers who have called in who are now helping us on the helpline. We've had callers to call in that have started pregnancy centers, you know. So once a person heals, they can operate more fully in how the Lord, you know, the plan the Lord has for them.
So, Millie, this is Father Frank. The helpline, who then should call it?
Oh, anyone hurting after an abortion is how we advertise it. If you're hurting after an abortion, men, women, maybe you're a parent or a grandparent, you've taken someone for an abortion. You know, we want to talk with you and help you find that local help that you could benefit from.
And sometimes, you know, people are asking, I know a friend who had an abortion, but we really haven't, you know, had a deep discussion about it, but I know she needs healing. You know, how do I approach her? What do I say to her? How do I just break the ice and lead her to where she needs to be? How would you answer that question?
Yes. Well, I would say that, you know, first of all, pray for the right opportunity, because I believe that God will give you that opportunity. And once that maybe a person tell someone that maybe they heard someone share, just like they heard the radio program or the TV program, and they heard someone share about an abortion in their past, how they found healing. I think that gives you an open door to someone who's hurting, because many times people don't know that there is help. And I think that's important for those hurting to know. And so if you've got a friend, if you've got someone that you know is hurting, once you share with them that there is help available or that they heard someone share about God's forgiveness, I think that gives them permission then, Father Frank, to begin to give themselves permission to open up. And of course, confidentially. And when we say that, you know, their information will be kept confidentially or we'll refer them confidentially, I think that's important for that hurting person to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, just quickly, in our last moment here, what will people find at the National Helpline website?
Well, they will find, first of all, a number and a link to some local resources, or even if they're an international caller, they would find those links to that local help. They would also find our testimonies. They would find testimonies of other women and men who are hurting. They would see our staff, whom is actually, you know, helping take the calls, which they can put a picture, hopefully, with someone's name that they are talking with on the phone. Mm-hmm. They will find all kinds of resources. They'll find a music CD, resources for songs that would help them for after an abortion and help them heal. They will find links to not only you and the Priest for Life and the other great pro-life resources, research. They'll find many things on that website.
Well, good. Well, thanks so much for being with us today to share about Concepts of Truth and the National Helpline for Abortion Recovery. And we encourage all of you viewers and listeners to link to this website and also to promote this number, because by doing so, you will lead many others to the hope and healing of Christ. Thank you, Millie. We look forward to being with you again soon.
Thank you, Father Frank and Janet.
And stay with us, brothers and sisters, now for our next segment.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Welcome back, friends. Well, now I'm very happy to introduce to you Mr. Russ Amerling, who together with his wife, Jill, from Ocala, Florida, run the National Choose Life License Plate Initiative, a marvelous project that both spreads the pro-life message, keeps the issue in front of the public, and funds alternatives to abortion. Russ, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Father. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's always nice to run into you around the country, and we see your zeal and your energy for this project. And I think by the end of this segment, our viewers will share the same zeal.
Thank you.
Well, Russ, I would just like to know, how did the Choose Life License Plate Project begin?
Well, just shortly, it began in my heart when one of the young ladies in my Sunday school was going to have an abortion. That was the beginning of the process, and then the Lord worked in my life and brought me face-to-face with issues that I had never had to experience as my two girls were growing up. And a young man in our singles ministry one day said, if you'd lived in Germany during World War II, would you be saving the Jews that were being persecuted? And I realized that I probably wouldn't. I was too big a coward. And he said, well, there's a Holocaust going on in America today that you don't need to sacrifice your life. You just need to stand up and speak out. And it just cut me to the quick. And shortly thereafter, the Lord drew me into this.
Now, the money that people pay for these Choose Life license plate to their state Department of Motor Vehicles, how do the funds are distributed for life-affirming ministries? Like, how does that work?
The goal of the Choose Life license plate is to raise funds to give to the life-affirming agencies to counsel and educate abortion-vulnerable women. Many of the states use it to try specifically to help get women who are going to abort to choose to carry their child to term in place with adoptive families. Other states do that as well as helping pregnancy centers just in general. Each state sets up their own program. We just give away the idea, tell them that it's a good fundraising tool, help them get it past the legislature, but the groups in each state make the determination of where the needs are the greatest and focus the funds there.
The plates are very attractive, and they convey really the joy and positive side of life, which is so helpful in this movement.
I thank you for that. We get a lot of comments about them. Somebody says, why is it so childish? And I said, because it's all about children.
It's all about children, yes. You mentioned the legislative process, and tell us, at this point in time, what states actually have the Choose Life specialty plates available so that our viewers who live in those states can take advantage of them?
Well, I'm so glad this is going to be on a video magazine as well so folks can go back and gather the information, but I'm going to read it through quickly. Fortunately, I have these memorized. It's Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Hawaii, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Montana, Connecticut, and Maryland. Those are the states that have the plate available at this time. There's another state, Missouri, that has been approved, but the plate has not been manufactured as yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, I want to just urge our viewers and our listeners, if you live in any of the states that was just mentioned, one of the best pro-life things you can do is get one of these specialty plates for your car. Russ, you must have so many stories, because I know it just from people who have bumper stickers, or I have a license plate that says pro-life. I mean, even a simple thing like this can actually save lives, can't it?
Well, it does, and we have testimonies on our website that will attest to that. Some of them will bring tears to your eyes. But, yes, it definitely saves lives, and we know that that's just a small fraction of the lives that are being saved through these various agencies.
Now, Russ, are there states that maybe they don't have the law passed where they can have the plates or working on it, but are there states where you're looking for people because the climate is right to get this project underway?
I certainly am. We're getting down now to the last dozen, say, states that we don't have anybody working on the Choose Life license plate in those states, yet we're ready at a moment's notice to assist those folks, and I'd like to read those off as well.
Please.
They are Maine, Vermont, Rhode Island, Michigan, Minnesota, Kansas, Idaho, Oregon, Nevada, California, and Alaska. However, we have been contacted recently by the Family Research Council in Alaska, and I think they're going to help us get something started. But if there's any of your listeners up there, we would love to have them join the team.
So either an individual, a family, or perhaps an organization or a church that wants to help with this in any of those states you just mentioned, again, we plead with our listeners and viewers, let's get the process started, and they should contact you at the website, right?
That's correct. And we're looking for team workers, but we're also looking for a leader. We don't do it in each state. We wait until a leader is raised up there, and then we assist them to get it done.
Choose-life.org is the website. Well, we, in this last minute or two, you know, it's amazing how the pro-abortion side is afraid of our efforts to save lives. And, Russ, just give us a thumbnail sketch of some of the opposition, which I think some of our viewers will find quite surprising, the opposition that a simple project like this has encountered from the pro-abortion forces in our country.
Well, it started when we first tried to get the plate approved in Florida. There were three lawsuits trying to stop the plate. We were in the top 10 worst pieces of legislation on the ACLU website. We've been sued. There's probably a dozen lawsuits going on by just about every pro-abortion group and pro non-life group that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. ACLU, Planned Parenthood, all those naturally have fought us in court. Fortunately, we have won every single lawsuit that has been filed against us.
Praise God.
With the exception of one in South Carolina, we lost the suit there. However, the legislature went back and reworked their specialty plate law,
yes,
and now that plate's been approved there. So
yeah,
we've either won or are winning every lawsuit. So
because there's some very strong precedents here that, of course, as you know, support this cause. One is of course, free speech. And the other is the fact that the Supreme Court has acknowledged that the state may, in fact, express a preference for life over abortion.
Exactly, exactly. There is, I know time's running out, but there's one really big need that I have, actually two.
Yes.
North Dakota and New Mexico legislatures have both approved the Choose Life license plate. However, the group, or actually it was an individual in both of those states that was pushing this for various reasons, has dropped out, and it's just sitting there in limbo. So if any of your listeners are in either North Dakota or New Mexico, the job is basically done. They need to pre-sell a number of plates to get it manufactured and get it on the road. So
okay,
I really need some supporters or somebody to take the helm in those two states.
Sure. Well, thank you. This has been great. Thanks for introducing this project to our viewers, and we look forward to seeing you soon in the midst of our mutual travels.
Thank you very much. My
Thanks.
Pleasure. God bless you both.
God bless you. Isn't that great, Janet?
That is,
it's a wonderful,
really
wonderful project. So again, brothers and sisters, we encourage you, choose-life.org, get involved, and if these plates are available in your state, please go get one today. Stay with us. We'll be back with our action segment.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment. We want to describe to you today our special project called Is This What You Mean? Janet, this is based on going back to the actual quotes of the abortionists and challenging abortion supporters to tell us if they mean the same thing as the abortionists do when they say the word abortion.
That's right, because, you know, so many people today will say, well, I'm for women's right to choose, you know, choose what. You know, the word abortion has basically lost all meaning, and that's what we're saying. If you think you support abortion and the woman's right to choose abortion, is this what you mean? Taking the quotes of the doctors who actually perform the procedures. And these are actual quotes that we've taken from court cases, you know, that have been documented.
And from medical textbooks.
Medical textbooks.
Yes.
We also have diagrams of the procedures that we'll provide that have the quotes on the back of the diagrams. But in addition, on our website, we have so many more quotes. So what we're challenging people to do is, if you have someone who you know, if you want to try to convert them to be pro-life, people always want to know how to do that, say, well, when you talk about choice and abortion, is this what you mean? And quote those quotes, show them the diagrams, and challenge them to see that this is what they're talking about when they say choice.
For example, Dr. Warren Hearn says in his medical textbook, Abortion Practice, that a long curved Mayo scissors may be necessary to decapitate and dismember the fetus. Now, when we use the words decapitate and dismember, we're not the ones saying that. Warren Hearn is saying that in a textbook on how to do abortions. So you stand up, for example, in a town hall meeting where one of these candidates, pro-abortion candidates, is speaking, and your question is, quote, sir, ma'am, in his textbook on how to do abortions, Dr. Warren Hearn says a long curved Mayo scissors may be necessary to decapitate and dismember the fetus, end of quote. When you say abortion, is this what you mean? And then you just let the question hang there. And the idea is this, that it challenges the person to either have to admit that they support something that's repulsive or proves that they have to evade something that they're saying they support.
Now, be prepared that when you do that, the person now is going to basically go off in another direction. You know, not really answer your question, is
right.
This what you mean?
Right.
They're going to go, well, when a woman's right to choose, say, yeah. Excuse me, sir, and then ask another question.
What you mean?
You know, give another example, another quote.
And their evasion proves our point. And meanwhile, all the people there have heard a description of abortion, which they've never heard before.
That's right.
It's a powerful project.
Yes, and go to our website, get involved. We need them on our team for this Is This What You Mean project.
Well, thanks, Janet. Brothers and sisters, I also want to offer you a free booklet. You can keep it right in your pocket, just like I have it in mine. It is produced by our friend Mark Crutcher and I. We put together and distribute this Pro-Life Answers booklet. Answers to the most common arguments of abortion supporters. We want to send this to you today. Free of charge, contact us at Gospel of Life, and this will be yours for your pocket to equip you to answer the abortion supporters. I'd also like to send you the Will to Live. What that is a document that assists people when, if the time comes in their life when they are unable to speak for themselves about their medical decisions, that those decisions can be made by a trusted person with whom you talk in advance about your values and whom you appoint to speak in those circumstances. And the will to live is much safer than a living will and will ensure that treatments won't be taken away or deprived from you that you would want to have. Contact us also about the will to live. And finally, donate to our work. If you like the things you see on these programs, if you want to help us continue these programs and get them out to more and more Americans and respond to the inquiries we get from people who want to be more involved in the pro-life movement, then make a tax-deductible donation today to Gospel of Life Ministries. Go to gospeloflife.com for more information about that. We rely on your support. Together, let's work to build a culture of life. Tune in next week to Gospel of Life. Tell your friends about our program. And together, let's hasten the day when we see an end to abortion. Thank you, and God bless you.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.